This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth when I am broadcasting from one of the great educational institutions on God's green earth and in this great nation, in an institution that does great service for our country, Grove City College for the Institute for Faith and Family. And I am joined by the leader of that institute, Professor Paul Kangor, who teaches political science, teaches history here at the college, has written many best-selling books, often involving the history of the Cold War, is something of an expert on communist penetration of many countries around the world, including the United States, and who wrote a powerful article in American Spectator that has been drawing a great deal of conversation, as it should, because it's about the association of the Russian people with mass death. Paul, it's great to see you in person and see that everything flourishing so well here.
It's good to have you back. Yeah,
I guess
I do your show probably about once or twice a month on average, and usually from my office and from where you are on the left coast over there. And so to have you back, we had 2 years of no Michael Medved here because of COVID shutdown, lockdown, and you're even without a mask.
Right. Well, thank goodness. I think that because it's not required.
No, it's not required.
And we're maintaining social distancing.
We are. Right. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all good. We're all good.
Because we don't want mass death like what Russia has experienced. Now, I was talking today at the speech that I gave earlier today for the Institute for Faith and Freedom about my own family's history with that. And I've mentioned on the air before that my father had 5 older sisters, all of whom died in one of the periodic bouts of starvation that Ukraine has suffered in its history.
Wow.
Which is remarkable because Ukraine is also known as the breadbasket of Europe. But right now there are African countries that are facing starvation because they can't get the crops in from Ukraine that they usually do, and they depend upon getting grain and food from Ukraine, but that's been disrupted. What about this idea of, you mentioned one of those periods of starvation during the Russian Civil War from 1921 to 1924. My grandmother was stuck in Ukraine because my grandfather had gone on ahead of the family to try to secure a place for them in the United States, and then their immigration was blocked because of World War I. You couldn't get across the border. Not possible. And during that period, right after World War I, during the period of the Russian Revolution and the Civil War, my father's 5 older sisters, my father wasn't born yet, died.
Wow. Wow.
Largely of starvation in Ukraine. So what is the deal with the Russian tradition of mass death and mass murder?
Well, and even to back to what you just said about Ukraine, what you're talking about there with your father's 5 sisters, and that's just unbelievable, by the way. And you were telling me about your family before and those who went back to Ukraine, right, in 1929, only to face the Holocaust.
My uncle Aaron, who, ended up losing 7 children and himself and his wife because he made the idiotic decision to go back to Ukraine after spending 10 years in the United States.
Wow, wow. And in his case, killed by the Nazis, in that case, right?
That's right.
So your father's family, this is just unbelievable tragedy. And of course, the 1921, 22, 24, that famine, that's not even considered the really great famine, right? Holodomor,
right,
which came a decade later, that's the one that took 5 to 10 million, 5 to 7 million. Some people think maybe as high as 15 million. And I don't know what the population of Ukraine was then, but it's probably about 30 million, I would guess. So so you're looking at 5 to 10 million starving to death out of 30 million. And that is, to starve to death is hard.
And it's not easy to
die from starvation.
And as you've written, despite the fact that it was covered up by Walter Duranty, who won a Pulitzer Prize for covering it up, this was deliberate. It was not just bad weather. It was not just supply chain interrupted. There was a deliberate desire on the part of the Stalin regime, which was very much in power at that time, to kill Ukrainian peasants.
That's right, and to wipe out the kulaks, the wealthy, well, the land-owning farmers. And George W. Bush, about 20 years ago, I guess now, if even that long ago, officially declared it from the United States viewpoint an actual deliberate famine by Stalin. And yet Walter Duranty, the New York Times man in Moscow, who Malcolm Muggeridge called the most dishonest man in journalism that I've ever met in 50 years, he called him the greatest liar I ever met in journalism. Joseph Alsop called him a fashionable prostitute to the Kremlin. He denied this, and he knew about it. He knew what was going on. The book on Walter Duranty, the biography, I'm forgetting who the biographer was. It's quite a book. It's Oxford University Press. She pointed out that Duranty was dined by Moscow, provided food.
Came by ladies of ill fame.
That's exactly right. In fact,
he was motivated very much that way.
Right. His housekeeper was his mistress while he was there. He got her pregnant. And, Duranty was really a piece of work. And there's still a movement out to this day to revoke his Pulitzer, because it most certainly was not deserved. I mean, for a guy who lied.
Haven't they done something to apologize for the Pulitzer?
I think they have. They've done something. But it was and one of the headlines, I'm trying to think, 1932 or 33, if I could get it almost verbatim. Ukrainians hungry but not starving, or something like that. Hungry but not dying. But in fact, he had told, I think it was Joseph Strang of the embassy, that he believed that at that point already 5 to 7 million people had died. So he knew about it. He knew what was going on.
Okay. Again, leaving out the statistics from the Holodomor, leaving out statistics from World War One, where, Russia, it's just, how many people, Russians died, and they lost the war horribly. That's one of the reasons that the communists, when they took power, did the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk and basically made a separate peace, abandoning their British and French allies and surrendering to the Germans, because the Germans had basically won the war on that front.
Mm-hmm.
How many people died, Russians?
Yeah, all right, so think about this. This is incredible. So World War One altogether, probably about 10 to 20 million people died. The country that lost more than any other was Russia. Probably
always is.
Probably about 3.5 million people, Russians, died in World War One. Now, as a comparison, America lost about 110,000 in World War One. Now, we came in late, but that in itself is interesting, is it not? Russia would have been on our side, the winning side, but they were pulled out and they got the Bolsheviks instead. So the Tsar abdicated March 1917. They're eventually pulled out of the war. They don't even get the fruits of victory for the sacrifice that they engaged in. In fact, not only do they not end up on the winning side, right, the side of the Versailles Treaty and the United States and everything else, but they get the Bolsheviks. They get Lenin and Stalin and Trotsky. So immediately following World War One, where they lose 3.5 million people, they get the Russian Civil War from 1918 to 21, where the historian W. Bruce Lincoln said about 7 million Russian men, women, and children died. So they're going to lose double the number they lost in World War One just in their civil war. And, of course, who wins the civil war? The Bolsheviks. So more bad news, which means that from 1921 on, their gift is going to be Lenin, Stalin, Khrushchev, all these other horrible leaders, and more death. And we'll come to World War II.
What's the deal? Because, again, if you look, is it Russia's geographical position, or is it something in what people call the Russian soul that loves suffering?
Mm.
It's important to understand with what's going on right now. We'll be right back with Professor Paul Kangor of Grove City College at Grove City College coming up on the MedVet Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show.
Michael Medved Show, talking off the air with my friend Paul Kangor, who is with me right across the table from Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. And we're talking about Russian history, which is important right now. I mean, Russia today, there was a UN vote, and the UN vote was decisive. 93 nations around the world are voting to expel the Russian Federation from the UN Human Rights Commission.
Mm.
So again, it's the least they could do, you could say.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the Russian level of suffering and death, and you were just about to talk about the World War II, where people forget World War II did not start with Stalin as an ally of the United States and Britain.
Mm.
It started with Stalin as an ally of Hitler. They had the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact,
mm-hmm.
and they had non-aggression, and they were going to work together in invading Poland, Hitler from the west and Stalin from the east. So what happened?
Yeah, it was a shock. So they signed it the night of August 23rd, 24th, 1939. And the public found out about it almost immediately. And American communists were shocked because so many American communists had recruited by saying that they were the party that opposed Hitler. They were the party that opposed fascism. And in fact, a lot of American Jewish communists were really upset, right? And a lot of them left the party over this, but maybe followed Trotsky or remained small C communists in ideology, right? But they left the party because Stalin had made possible the launch of World War II. And that pact promised the Baltics, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, to the Soviet Union. And it also said that they would both mutually invade Poland. And 1 week later, 7 days later, the Nazis went into Poland, September 1st, 1939. Everyone forgets the Soviets came in 2.5 weeks later, September 17th, 1939. But they went in Western Poland, Eastern Poland, and World War II was on. So with that, Stalin is now in the war. He's on the side of the Germans. And the Germans, of course, betrayed the Nazis because, you know, you can't trust Hitler, right? So that was Operation Barbarossa, June 22nd, 1941. And then Russia goes on to lose, and this is just off the charts, all right? World War II, I don't know if we know how many people still to this day died in World War II. 50 million, 60 million, 70 million. But we know that the Soviets lost more than any other people, and at least 27 million. 27 million. I give you a comparison. America and the UK each lost about 400,000. So take what the US and the UK lost, combine them, multiply them by 30, 35, and then you're getting close to what the Soviets lost. Just enormous numbers of death.
Well, some of that, and reading the history of the Siege of Leningrad, which went on and on and on, Stalin deliberately ordered suicide attacks. He knew that he was sending these troops to their deaths, but it was part of his, quote, brilliant strategy to win the war. Why is it that to this day you have people on the left, Oliver Stone is one of them, who's a big fan of Putin and continues to be a big fan of Putin, but Oliver Stone says that the Russians really deserve the credit for the heroism and the brilliant strategy that won World War II,
which Paul Kangor says. Yeah, it's nonsense, and I would point out, people can look this up, they won't believe it, what I'm about to say, but there is a World War II memorial to Normandy in Virginia, and there's actually a bust of Stalin down there at the World War II memorial. And for people who want to give Stalin a lot of credit, I mean, look, let me say that once Stalin allied with the United States, right after he was betrayed by Hitler, they were obviously an important ally, and it really hurt the Nazis that they had to fight a two-front war at that point. But we shouldn't be patting Stalin on the back, right? He had a pact with Hitler, and another thing that Stalin did that cost him so many lives, and Nikita Khrushchev pointed this out in his Crimes of Stalin speech when he succeeded Stalin about 3 years after Stalin's death. Stalin purged his military. He killed thousands and thousands of commanders, almost every admiral that they had in the Soviet Union. So his military purge, on top of his political purge, they didn't have people who knew how to fight for World War II. So the Germans were able to just go right through him. And what you said about Stalin ordering his soldiers in, this is what Putin's doing right now in the Ukraine, right? This is another Russian autocrat, another Russian authoritarian doing the same thing, who doesn't care about the sanctity and dignity of human life. They're going to shove these boys into this meat grinder. And once again, so right now with the Ukraine, with Russia losing all of their losing in the Ukraine, I'm hearing people, Michael, say, it's only a matter of time before Russia pulls out. They can't handle casualties like this. What do you mean? The Russians lose like this in every war. This is what the Russians always go through. They always get their tails kicked. They always lose huge numbers of people, and they somehow manage to kind of win by persevering.
But I think that one of the analyses that I've read, and again, knowing something about Russian history a little bit, from Russian history before, the only times the Russians have won is when they are invaded, when they are defending their homeland.
Quite right.
I mean, it's true of Alexander Nevsky, celebrated on film when he's invaded by the Teutonic Knights in the 1200s. It was certainly true with Napoleon.
Mm-hmm.
And Napoleon was so much more successful than the Russians. But as I say, there was General Winter and General Cold and General Ice, not so much General Kutuzov who won that campaign. Why, again, there have been other countries. I mean, Germany's been a very warlike country. Frederick the Great had a pretty substantial winning streak, except when he was up against Napoleon. But what is it about Russians, do you think, or is it geographic situation? Is it because they're between Mongolia, where they had... Russians were wiped out by the millions, by the Mongol hordes, right?
Right, that's right. Yeah, 1812, Napoleon, he's defeated by the Russian winter. And Hitler, 130 years later, 1942, he's finally stopped by the Russian winter. That's what it comes down to. And it's sad, you know, as I pointed out in that column, we had a poll here, Jan Wieniecki, who was with the Polish Solidarity Movement in the 1980s, and he was here at Grove City College, I think it was around 2000, 2002, and he gave a speech laying out everything that the Soviets had done to the Poles. And I asked him after the speech, I said, do you hate the Russians because of this? He said, oh, no. He said, I only feel compassion and pity for the Russian people. No people have suffered like this. No people. And it's true. And they get one sort of autocrat, authoritarian after another. And Putin, even post-communism, post-USSR, is just the latest example of that.
Okay, I want to ask you about another example of horrors that just got a lot of publicity today because there was a jury verdict, guilty on all counts, for the dorm dad at Sarah Lawrence College. And contrast Sarah Lawrence College with Grove City.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Mexico has replaced China as the dominant source of the deadly opioid fentanyl, which is flooding across the border into the United States. State Department Assistant Secretary James Walsh telling a congressional panel that it will take work on both sides of the border to stop the flow.
Precursor chemicals used to create illicit fentanyls are neither scheduled nor regulated nationally by Mexico and are thus legal to sell and ship.
DEA agents seized 3 million counterfeit prescription pills last year. That's three times the number in 2020. The Senate confirmed Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court Thursday, making her the first black female justice. In a 53-47 vote, she'll be replacing retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer in the summer. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
Wait a minute, Greg. Greg Tomlin, Rockstar Greg, is in charge of the music selections today. Is that Rasputin song? By Boney M. See, how hip am I, Greg?
Wow. I did not know that.
Okay, but it's a song about Rasputin, the mad monk.
Wow.
And Rasputin was a real deal,
yeah,
and not a laughing matter.
No, not funny at all.
Who helped bring on the revolution.
Wow. Is it from Disney or something?
No, it's not from Disney. And they have bare-chested Rasputin, who's in better shape. The real Rasputin was gigantic, like some Russians, like Peter the Great was. He was like 6'7", 6'8", in that range. And he was charismatic, and he may have had occult magical powers, and he bewitched the Tsarina.
Alexandra.
Yeah.
Right.
And again, it is quite a dramatic story about how it took a great deal of work from British intelligence and others to bring the guy down.
Yeah, to kill him, too.
Yeah.
And he was killed by one of the Tsar's loyalists because he was hurting the PR image, I guess, if you will, right?
Well, it's
the royal family.
PR, the country was clearly headed toward losing World War I, toward revolution, and and Rasputin was not the guy you wanted. Okay, speaking of not the guy you wanted, there's this case that's taken place at Sarah Lawrence College. And I'm sure you know about Sarah Lawrence College. It's a very ritzy, upper crust, private liberal arts college. It used to be all women. It isn't anymore. But there is a Sarah Lawrence girl, and when I was in college in the East Coast, there was a certain reputation for Sarah Lawrence girls. They were wild and crazy, but not this crazy. One of the Sarah Lawrence girls invited her father, who was in his 60s, to stay in the dorm with her. And for some reason, Sarah Lawrence College permitted it. The point that I wanted to make is he's just been convicted on all counts, and it's of molestations and threats.
Wow.
And is
it true? Is it accurate?
Well, he's convicted.
Yeah,
you know, that means a jury found it true beyond a reasonable doubt.
Wow.
And when you follow the testimony, the story, it's just unbelievable. But the thing that I thought was noteworthy is we looked up, how much does it cost to go to school at Sarah Lawrence? Not counting the dorm fee, where part of the dorm fee might be that there'd be some predatory old man there who turns you into a prostitute,
right.
Which is what this was. But it's $54,000 a year.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And Grove City College, I just found out, is like
half that.
But less than half that.
Yeah,
it's like $21,000,
$22,000. Yeah, correct.
How do you do it? Because you don't do it with government aid.
Right. Yeah, we do it the old-fashioned way, right? By balancing our books and not having debt. And also, you know, some of our critics will say, oh, well, they've got this massive endowment. No, we don't. We do not have a massive endowment. In fact, for the longest time, we didn't even have an office of development at Grove City College. You know, that was something that started about 20 years ago. And the regime back in the 80s and 1990s, this is kind of odd. It's almost inconceivable, but they felt that we shouldn't be out raising money and getting it from alumni, because we ought to be able to balance our books by what we have here with the number of students that we bring in. So it'll keep us thrifty, it'll keep things tidy, and that makes some sense. Although when some of our presidents got here in the late 90s, 2000s, in fact, Dick Jewell, the predecessor to Paul McNulty right now, and we realized that, you know how it is, Michael, right? As an alum, your college is always after you for money all the time. It just never stops. We never asked our alumni at all. And we found out that a lot of alumni said, why aren't you asking? I'd like to give you some money. So we started a development office. We started some capital campaigns. We've started raising money, building buildings, scholarships, and so forth. But we do it all without government money. And the key, I think, is without being on that without getting that government money, you know, belling up to the government trough, you know, we've continued to keep a tight ship, and you know, it's actually worked to our advantage, and it also means that the government shouldn't be able to tell us what to do all the time with all of its rules and regulations.
Well, what a concept. How many years have you been teaching at Grove City?
Since 1997, so this is 25 years. Yeah.
Wow.
That's
almost as long as I've been on the radio.
Yeah.
But let me ask you, in all the time you've been here, you've written wonderful books about President Reagan. You've written very insightful books about the penetration of communism into American life and the disinformation campaigns, which is a very relevant role right now. And you've written books about the friendship between President Reagan and Pope John Paul II. Have you ever come under any pressure to moderate your Reagan conservative politics?
Not here, no. not at this place. And the Russian word for disinformation, desinformatsiya, and you're seeing that right now. And sadly, a lot of people on the right are repeating a lot of quite literal Putin Kremlin propaganda talking points. And in fact, Putin's original pretext for invading the Ukraine was to denazify it, as he said, right? And that's right out of the old KGB playbook. I mean, they've been saying that since World War II with every opponent that they've had anywhere in Eastern Europe. So there's nothing new about that. But here at Grove City College, being a conservative college, I've been able to really study these things, write about the Cold War, write about communism, talk about it in the classroom, and so I have great students looking around here in the room right now, some of them, and they allow me to kind of refine those views too.
Despite the fact that, as you say, it's a conservative college, one of the things that's impressed me here is that there very much is an exchange of ideas.
There's
not a monochromatic. There's no requirement for Grove City students or faculty to salute and click their heels when it comes to some kind of ideology.
Yeah, we believe in true, I guess, liberal learning, right? Open learning. We have Michael Knowles here tonight speaking on free speech, and he's not being canceled, right? And imagine this guy who goes around to other colleges to speak on free speech, and people don't want him to speak on free speech. You know, citing First Amendment rights and everything else, they block free speech. So, no, here tolerance genuinely means tolerance, not Herbert Marcuse's repressive tolerance idea.
Critique of pure tolerance, right?
Right, critique of pure tolerance. In fact, was he at Yale when you were there? No. I don't think he was.
No.
Yeah, at that time.
One of the liberal stars who was there, and I sat in on her anthropology class, was Margaret Mead.
Oh, wow. Fascinating. Now, what was that like? What was she like?
She was sort of like people get when they're in that level of fame and stratosphere. She was impressed with her own celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I will tell you, the one thing that was the biggest privilege of my undergraduate life was Robert Penn Warren, a Pulitzer Prize winner, National Book Award winner, the author of All the King's Men.
Right.
I had a writing seminar with Professor Warren.
Hmm.
And again, that's somebody who was world famous from his other work, but was not full of himself, which, as you know, some superstar professors, you've got to watch this Temptation in the Future, get very enchanted with their own legend.
Well, that's not me. I'm just a hick from Butler, Pennsylvania, down the road. But I thought you were going to say that the great people that you met at Yale, Bill and Hillary Clinton, right? No?
That was just Yale Law School. And one of the things, and you know the way this goes, is people who are, right, real Yale alumni or people who are undergraduates there. And I was only in law school for a year.
Sure, so.
Talking with Paul Kengor, when we come back, maybe some reflections from Paul about the historic day today, the confirmation of Ketanji Brown Jackson as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. Coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure speaking with Paul Kangor, the pride of Butler, Pennsylvania. Actually, we used to have an affiliate in Butler, and I had a regular caller, and this is 20 years ago. I had a regular caller who would call up very angry with me named Edna. And there might be somebody out there who, maybe it's your aunt, I don't know.
No, I don't know an Edna.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
So she would call up and said, stop spreading hate among all these people. You're spreading hate. That's
sure.
All you're about. We have some of those clips left over somewhere. We still use them as bumpers and things like that. But it's one of those things, it's an interesting aspect of the radio business is you have people who end up being important to you. You can sort of hear them in your sleep, and you've never met them.
Right.
Hear the voice on the radio, and you immediately, and Greg, who since the earth cooled has been processing calls for me, there are people that he would recognize, and some people who call every day, all the time, because they like to be on the air. Today, we keep being told that this is a historic day. It is the sixth time that a woman is joining the Supreme Court. And it's kind of surprising that it's that many, isn't it?
Yeah. In fact, as soon as you said that, I immediately started trying to picture in my head.
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Right.
First.
And one.
And then Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Right.
And then Sonia Sotomayor. Elena Kagan,
Amy
Coney Barrett, and bingo, number six.
Number six
is Ketanji Brown Jackson, and she's
right.
The third Supreme Court justice who is African American. Thurgood Marshall, Thomas, and you know it's kind of amazing. I mean, for a Supreme Court that at one time adjudicated Plessy versus Ferguson in 1896 that said that separate but equal is equal.
Or Dred Scott, right?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
And Dred Scott, it said blacks weren't even human beings.
That's
they
right.
couldn't be
that's
citizens.
Right. And they and these people, these women, have all done this without the Equal Rights Amendment, right?
Amazingly enough.
They all went to school. And, in fact, we were talking about colleges earlier and Sarah Lawrence and so forth. It's an amazing thing where I believe now the majority of people in college are women. And I think the majority of graduate schools and maybe even, Michael, the majority of medical schools. And this is being done through merit. This is not being done through the ERA or through quotas.
Absolutely right. The heavy majority of people who graduate from elite law schools, I think of law schools generally, are women. And I looked up recently, it's almost two-thirds of people who actually get an undergraduate degree.
That's amazing. And so for the people who said you need government intervention, in fact, our conference today and tomorrow, Grove City College, is on the limits of government, and they said, you know, you have to have government intervention in order to make these things happen. And conservatives said, no, just achievement, right, on your own, merit, go out and do it. Just do it. Make it happen. And that's what's happened. I mean, you know, there has been quotas and affirmative action along the way. But right now, two-thirds of college students being women, that's not because of any sort of government intervention or quota. This is just the way things have developed. And a lot of guys are choosing not to go to college.
Well, it's true. And people have tried to figure this out. Why are guys doing so badly?
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, it's not because there's an official prejudice against them. I know that Suzanne Hoff Summers has written about this.
Christina Hoff Summers.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Suzanne Summers is somebody else entirely.
Right,
that's right. No, Christina Hoff Summers, thank you, who's been a guest on the show. But she's written about the problems that boys have, and she at least links it up to the idea that boys are interested in other things. I mean, why do women have better handwriting than men?
Yeah, and it's so obvious. I mean, you just have to just look at it, right?
Right.
I mean, just visibly look at the actual handwriting. And a lot of boys, too, they don't want to go to these woke liberal colleges and sit through a bunch of nonsense in their course. A lot of guys, I mean, I have this case right now with one of my sons. I have five sons altogether. He wants to be a police officer or go to the military. He was asking me the other day, do I have to go to college to be a police officer? Right.
Wow.
And I know guys who, in fact, from Butler, PA, where I grew up, and one of my best friends, he became a stonemason and probably has always made more money than I have ever since he learned a trade.
Right.
I had another friend who went into the military, another who learned air conditioning, ended up having his own air conditioning business. None of them went to school. And I have friends who want to be truck drivers, kind of like that life, like that lifestyle. So, you know, you don't have to go to college, but it's more attractive, apparently, to women now than it is for men by far.
Well, it's a fascinating thing. And once upon a time, and it's obviously changed in the United States, it used to be sort of a rule that a woman would want to marry someone who was more educated than she was,
mm-hmm.
or was more, had more capacity to earn money or something of that nature. But that, of course, has changed, because right now when you have two-thirds of college graduates, people with college degrees who are female, it's one of the reasons, actually, that one of the things that people have been trying to figure out, why in recent elections, and this predates President Trump, you can't blame this on him, but you've had the idea that the majority of people with college degrees were voting Democratic.
Right, right.
It used to be the heavy majority would be Republican. Part of it is because they've shifted to female.
That's a great
point.
And
this has gone straight across the line. Females have been more Democratic-oriented people. I think Daniel Patrick Moynihan said, we're the mommy party.
Yeah.
The GOP is the daddy party.
Mm. Yeah, and especially, and in fact, your typical GOP voter nowadays is probably that guy driving a truck. right? That stonemason, that independent business guy. And with women, I don't know, in presidential elections, they vote for the Democrat. It's not 60-40, right?
No.
But it's probably like 55-45, 52-48, probably something like that. And in fact, you hear all the time, Democrats will say, oh, Republicans are getting killed among the women's vote, among the black vote. Well, look how Democrats do among white men. It's pretty horrible, actually.
And it's not just that. Women, white women, did fine with Donald Trump. The problem was college-educated white women.
Suburban, college-educated white women.
Yeah, went away from the Republican Party recently. I beg your pardon?
It flipped Pennsylvania.
Yeah, by the way, what the heck is going on in this crazy state? I turned on, at the hotel, I turned on the tube to watch the news this morning. All I had was political negative ads.
Yeah,
sounds like you have the worst candidates in the world running for Senate and running on both sides. And this guy, John Fetterman, who's...
Lieutenant Governor.
Right. What a character.
He's quite a character.
He's Rasputin size.
So right now in Pennsylvania, it is an odd time because we have open seats for the governor, which was held by Tom Wolf.
Right, term limited.
That's right. And Pat Toomey, our senator, U.S. senator, the Republican, he's leaving. By the way, it's very interesting. The American Conservative Union ranked Pat Toomey with the highest conservative ranking of anybody in the whole Senate.
How good. He deserves it. He's thoughtful. I've always respected Senator Toomey. And by the way, he has a great staff.
He does. He's thoughtful, and he's not incendiary. He does a good job of really staying principled without alienating people. And he's leaving. He's stepping down. And so there's a battle right now. Who's going to be the Republican senator for the next 6 years? Yeah, and Oz is, I think, the leader. Dave McCormick is right behind him. They're kind of neck and neck. But they're both polling around the mid-20s. And in fact, here at Grove
City College,
they're
polling that high seeing these negative ads. They had a negative ad about the Wizard of Oz. You look behind the curtain. Who's really behind the curtain for Dr. Oz? I mean, it was brutal. And it's still, 2 weeks away or so? No, more than that, 6 weeks away.
I think it is. Yeah, I'd have to add that up. But we had both of them, the front runners here at Grove City College. And we had Oz here right away, I think in February. And I got to tell you that our students were impressed by him. They were impressed by both of them, so this isn't favoritism. But they were impressed how he spoke to them on an individual personal basis. They said he's not a snob. He's a nice guy.
Well, that is always good to hear. Another nice guy who impresses students every single day is Paul Kangor. Paul, it's great to talk to you this
way. Good
to
have you back on campus.
And great to be on one of the favorite campuses, best campuses in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Thank you, sir.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.